When it comes to China, European countries are loosening their belts. Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. Thanks for tuning in. In China's first encounter with EU leaders in 4 years, China's President Xi Jinping says the EU needs to work with China for global stability. But here's where things get awkward. Earlier this week, the EU said that it planned to reduce its economic dependence on China, something referred to by the bloc's president, Ursula von der Leyen.
We will discuss how to rebalance our economic relationship. China is the EU's most important trading partner, but there are clear imbalances and differences that we must address.
Ursula von der Leyen there. And this meeting also comes a day after Italy announced that it's leaving China's Belt and Road Initiative, which is China's massive plan to help build roads, bridges and other projects in countries around the world to boost trade. Michele Garrazzi was the undersecretary in Italy's Ministry of Economic Development when the decision to join was made in 2019. He thinks the Italian government is wrong to pull out.
The rationale for Italy to join the Belt and Road was to offer those Italian small medium enterprises an umbrella of protection so that they could compete better in the extremely difficult markets of China, Asia and Africa, because by themselves they face very tough competition from the Siemens, Airbus and so on. Now, it is completely wrong decision because they are now alone in this very difficult market in those continents. So we are looking at MOU that was signed in 2019, and since then we had almost 3 years of COVID and wars. So anyone that really puts a decision on cooperation on the biggest infrastructure development projects in the history of mankind and analyze the benefits based on 3 years of anomalies is really out of touch with the reality. The current value of Italian exports to China, a bit less than 20 billion, could be at risk overnight because we do know that Chinese consumers react to what they perceive maybe as a betrayal, as a sign of non-friendship, which indeed this is. But the second and more important aspect is that we're going to lose all the future opportunities at 150 countries that are part of the Belt and Road. That Italy today said, we don't want to do business with you guys.
That was Michele Garrazzi there. Now, let's do the numbers. China reported an uptick in exports for the first time in 7 months. It's a sign the factories are finally finding their feet after a bruising slump in demand. But domestic demand still seems to be low, with imports down. And the price of oil is up 1% after the international benchmark Brent crude hit a five-month low yesterday. Now, a few weeks ago, we covered the European Union's plans to ban the import of Russian diamonds. That's been delayed by Belgian concerns, though, that it would harm Antwerp. That's the centre of the industry's global trade, handling about 80% of rough diamonds. But the G7 group of countries, which includes the US, France and Japan, has committed to a ban from next year. Russia is the world's largest producer of rough diamonds by volume, with exports totalling $4 billion in 2021. Now, Spain is the world's biggest producer of olive oil, providing nearly half of what we consume globally. But a poor harvest is causing a shortage that's pushing up prices. The cost of an average bottle of olive oil in the US has gone from $9 last October to $11 today, according to data provider IRI. The BBC's Guy Hedgeco reports from Spain.
Carmen is cooking aubergine fritters for lunch. She fries them in olive oil, but she's more sparing with it than she used to be. That's because it's become so expensive. The price of olive oil for Spanish consumers has risen by more than 70% so far this year, and in many shops its price has more than doubled.
Por decirle, antes costaba
Before, a bottle cost around 3 or 4 euros, but now it's doubled that or more. It costs as much as 8 or even 10 euros. That really hurts your wallet. So I have to go from supermarket to supermarket looking for the best offer.
I'm looking out over a valley of thousands of olive trees with the mountains behind and the sun going down. It's easy to see why this area of southern Spain, Jaén, is known as the Sea of Olive Trees. 80% of Spain's olive oil is produced in the south of the country, and Jaén is the province that produces the most. I'm in a field of olive trees watching the olives being harvested, and it's done by a mixture of machine power and manpower. A large tractor-like machine grabs each tree, shakes it hard, and four men surround the tree and bash its branches with sticks to knock the olives onto the ground where there's a net to gather the olives up. But this harvest is not a good one, as local farmer Francisco José García de Zúñiga explains.
No ha llovido, ha llovido muy poco y muy mal, por tanto.
It hasn't rained enough, and in the Mediterranean, crops depend enormously on water, and so if it doesn't rain, there's very little crop. We've had 2 years of drought, 2022 and 2023, and 2 years of bad harvests, 2022 and 2023.
Nuestra Señora del Pilar is a cooperative representing hundreds of local farmers, and it has the biggest olive oil extraction factory in the world. Last year was one of the worst on record for the Spanish olive oil industry, and although this year production is better, it's still well below average, and this has a direct impact on prices, as the cooperative's president, Cristóbal Gallego Martínez, explains.
España tiene mucho peso porque es el principal país productor a nivel mundial de aceite de oliva. Pero para ello, para producir...
Spain has a lot of weight because it's the biggest olive oil producer in the world. But in order to produce olives, we need water. And over the last year or so, we have been lacking rainfall. And we don't have many areas where there's irrigation. That means there's a shortage of the product, which pushes the price up.
In many European countries, oil is cheaper than in Spain at the moment. That's because those countries bought the oil a few months ago, when the price was lower. Just a few miles up the road from the factory is the final step in the oil production process. I'm in an olive oil bottling plant, watching a seemingly endless row of bottles get filled and have their tops put on by machines. In this plant alone, 6,000 bottles are produced every single hour. Now, from here, they are packaged and then either distributed across the rest of Spain or they are exported abroad. But the rise in the price of oil is affecting demand, both abroad and in Spain, where consumption has fallen by 10% over the last year. Many Spaniards are turning to cheaper alternatives, such as sunflower oil, which experts say has fewer medical benefits. And so Spain's olive oil crisis is not just affecting people's pockets, it could also be affecting their health. In Spain, I'm the BBC's Guy Hedgeco for Marketplace.
And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Our producer today is James Graham. Joe Critcher is our editor. And if you want to get in touch with us, just drop us a line on email on marketplace@bbc.co.uk. I'm Leanna Byrne. Have a great day and thanks for listening.